Welcome back to another episode of Rice and Beans and Everything in Between. I'm your host, David Cruz. As always, you can reach me at riceandbeansforall@gmail.com. That's riceandbeans, the number 4, ALL@gmail.com. Or you can tweet me at wepapepa. That's WEPAPEPA. Today's episode is Sisters! Everybody remembers that show, right? Tia, Tamara, Maori. So this episode brings us to my sisters and a recent trip that I took with two out of the three sisters that I have. And I want to touch on that a little bit because sometimes we may not necessarily, at least guys, may not necessarily talk about their sisters much, maybe in a negative way. Like, my sisters, and for me, I am the youngest of five. My sisters are older than me. I have three of them. I took a trip with two out of the three this time. But I want to talk about it because sometimes they may not necessarily get the applause that they deserve, let's say, or the recognition, I should say. Sometimes it's not for the best, but most of the time I'm sure it is for the best. And I wanted to do that while it was fresh in my mind, especially after taking a trip, a recent trip, with two of my sisters. Now, what is the true meaning of a sister? According to the definition online, it's a female who has one or both parents in common with another. Again, I am the youngest of five. We do have the same parents. I know sometimes there are families that are blended families. Fine, so be it. Or just you feel like your sisters anyway because you've been friends for such a long time or the bond is there together as a sister and you feel that there is a sister, whether it's a guy to a girl, girl to girl, whatever it is, a sister, period. So that is, I think it's a little more, it goes a little deeper than just someone who has or shares the same parent or has the same parent in common with another. Excuse me. Now, recently, I just got back from Sacramento, California. Went out west and took a little trip with two of my sisters as well as my daughter. This was kind of a recharge trip for us. My last episode, I touched on and I spoke about losing a parent. And, we did lose my mom about 3 months ago, or just about, actually 2 months ago or so. And this was a tough couple of months. And again, one of my sisters, she lost her husband within that time frame. So she is going through double whammy, losing her husband of over 30 years and her mom, or our mom as well. So this was a recharge trip for her. My other sister, my older sister, tagged along as well. The third one couldn't make it. She was working, so she couldn't tag along with us, which is fine. That just means we got to take another trip, which is fine with me. But anyway, we took a trip. We recharged. It was also my daughter wanted to meet her quote-unquote boyfriend. Never met him. Has just been on FaceTime. I guess that's a new generation dating online, not having to really meet each other in person. So this was the first time. So it was kind of like, as a dad, kind of like, oh, man, what's going on here? Anyway, turned out very nice guy. Very, very, very nice guy. But while she spent time, my daughter spent time with her boyfriend, I spent time a few days, day trips with my sisters, two of my sisters. And it was great. I mean, it was, again, they're older than me. I'd like to say that they're more of the Star Trek generation. I'm more of the Star Wars generation. And, it's different. It was different. They took care of me. I had to tag along. Actually, I had no choice. When they went shopping, I went shopping. When they went to the movies, I went to the movies, depending on the movie. My parents were like, no, you got to take care of your little brother. So from my older sister to me, there's about an 11 or 12 year difference. The other sister tagged along, there's a 10 year difference. So it's about a generation, let's say, maybe about that. But again, when they went shopping, I went shopping. So suffice to say, I do enjoy shopping. My wife does not enjoy shopping, which is very funny. But it's because I tagged along. I had no choice. My mom liked tagging along or shopping as well. So I had to tag along as well. But that's where we're at. So they were pretty much, they were taking care of me. And should I say they were shopaholics or still are? Yeah, it's a little more tame now. It's not as much as before. But they do like shopping. So this was a good trip because as we walked around or did day trips, their husbands and significant others or anyone else that they went, they've gone shopping with, never liked shopping. I do. So this was very, very super easy for them. But amongst the three sisters that I have, they truly, truly look out for each other. All three of them. Again, they took care of my mom when she was battling her cancer. And they supported each other. They leaned on each other. They all live within 15 minutes, actually 5 minutes of each other, 15 minutes from my parents. But my sisters have always looked out for each other. They spent countless time in the same bedroom, small apartment in the Bronx, 60s, 70s, 80s or so. Three of them in one room. And I'm sure that was tough, 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 tough. I shared a room with my brother, but my brother was always in and out playing sports. So, and there's about a 7-year difference between my brother and I. So while he was out playing, I was out, or actually I was home playing my Star Wars figurines while he was out in, you know, playing baseball, basketball, football. He was in high school. I was just starting second grade. So we really didn't get into each other's hair. But my sisters, excuse me, my sisters, they're a little closer. And they've always been close to each other. And they've always looked out for everyone else. Now, this particular trip, it was interesting because it was a trip that we went on. I've never been on a trip, well, vacation. I mean, maybe as a little kid, and it's probably local. But this was a true adult trip. We went on vacation as adults. And it was a totally different dynamic. We each are financially secure, which is great. So there wasn't a money issue on certain things. Each one of us picked up something, whether it's lunch or snack or dinner, whatever it is. So it's very interesting and it's very nice that we didn't have to rely on each other as far as finances. We looked out for each other and it was great. And it was, an adult trip, which was a little odd at first. Like, one of my sister Maggie said, I've never been on vacation with you. Great. And it's true. She's never been on vacation with me, with the exception of maybe working at a summer camp. But that was working. And that was in the Poconos in Pennsylvania, not too far. That wasn't really a vacation. This was a true vacation. And why we've never gone on vacation together? Just scheduling. Different times, different things to do. I'm married. I have kids. Prior to having kids, my wife and I got married young, as I had mentioned in one of the other podcasts as well. So we knew we wanted to travel before having kids. So we did a lot of traveling, and it was just the two of us. Then once we had kids, that's a totally different dynamic as well. So we've never really taken vacation as a family. I know a lot of people do it, one big, you know, vacation with family somewhere. Could be 10, 15, 12 people, even more. Now, I've learned in my experience, the more people involved, the bigger the production, and sometimes there could be problems. So I'm okay with not going with a large group. And it's not that I dislike my sisters, but I've always spent time with my wife and my kids, and I like it that way. And, you know, my son is 22 right now. My daughter is 18. Eventually, it'll be that they'll be going on vacation with their own significant others. And, so I'll enjoy it right now. My wife and I enjoy the time with my kids, so it's okay. So, but now that they're a little older, we can take trips like this with our siblings as adults. And it was a really good trip. So we went out to Sacramento, flew out to Sacramento. My daughter saw her boyfriend. and my sisters and I took a trip to Napa Valley, Sonoma Valley. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful part of the country and part of the state. If you've never been there, by all means, do it at least once. It's on a bucket list. And actually, this was on my sister's bucket list. One of my sisters, my sister that had my brother-in-law passed away, she wanted to do this at least. And it was bittersweet because she did want to do it with him, never got a chance to do it. So even at one point on the trip, she got a little sentimental as we drove through the beautiful countryside or wineries and vineyards that we passed. It was a beautiful day. Weather was excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Then again, it's California. And that part of California is beautiful. So it was a little bittersweet for her, but it was nice just to spend time with my two sisters. I love my wife. Obviously, that's a different dynamic that I have with my wife and spending time with her as well. But even if my wife tagged along, it's still a different dynamic. It's sister-in-law and brother. So this was nice to just spend time with my sisters. And it really, really was an excellent time that we had. No hiccups, no hangups, nobody complained about getting up early or driving somewhere. We would just go with the flow. But we took a trip out to Napa Valley. We spent the time downtown Napa, which was great. Did a little shopping. Again, I don't mind shopping. So my sisters love that I walked into the stores with them and was just as vested in the things that were in the store as much as they were. We took some pictures, tons of pictures. And it was great. One of my sisters was, you know, thinking, oh, this is on my bucket list, which it was. But she also mentioned that this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And I kind of caught myself and told her, it doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be a one-time experience. It's a first-time experience, and you can come back. And I hope she does come back, whether it's with me, my sister Maggie that came with us, or my other sister as well, or even with her own son. Her son is in his 30s already, so he is old enough to go as well, and he would definitely take care of his mom, my sister. So I just reminded her it doesn't have to be forever. It doesn't have to be a one-time deal. Come back. That's why we do things like this, to see what are we made of, but also what do we enjoy? What do we like in life? And I believe this trip was something that she needed. She needed to exhale, as they say. I think she needed to breathe a little and take a pause after everything has gone on the last few months between losing her husband and losing our mom. She really needed this trip. In addition to Napa Valley, we also drove to San Francisco. Now, if you've ever been to San Francisco, you know, and I'll probably butcher the saying, the coldest winter I ever spent was during my summer vacation in San Francisco. The temperature dropped down to 54 degrees in July. Overcast skies, little sun, but that fog rolled in and it dropped. It was windy and cold, and I'm sure to everyone in San Francisco, it's just a Tuesday, you know? So, but for us, and again, we're here in New York, so cold weather doesn't bother us. We're used to it, but to have it in July that it goes down to 54, that was a little, we were taken back a little. We stopped at, if you're ever in San Francisco or close to the Bay Area, a must stop is the House of Nanking. Peter Fang, it might be pronounced Fang, F-A-N-G. Excuse me if I'm butchering it, Mr. Fang. But they're on the Food Network, him and his daughter. She has Fang and he has House of Nanking. Excellent, excellent, excellent Chinese food. Small place, traditional Chinese restaurant in Chinatown in San Francisco. They have seating outside as well as inside. We got in and, just waited 15 minutes. But again, we're in New York, so 15 minutes is like 3 minutes. Anything less than 30 minutes, 45 minutes, it's okay for New Yorkers to wait. The rest of the country, it might be a little too long, but 15 minutes, great. Came in, I think Mr. Fang's wife sat us as well. Super busy, maybe about 4 women in the entire restaurant, in addition to the people who are cooking, the chefs in the back. Excellent food. No bones about it. when they say don't judge a book by its cover, this is a perfect example. You would think this is just a regular Chinese takeout, maybe sit down. The food is extraordinary. And as a bonus, Peter Fang, Mr. Fang, actually took a picture with us. We saw him, he came in, talk about, I'm going to get my hands dirty. And he is nonstop. Put on his latex gloves, was in the kitchen, came out. Now here's someone who's on television. He has a show with his daughter as well. And no, he's still running a business. No one else is running it for him. It is truly his. And he was so kind to take a picture with us, which was great. But back to my sisters. This was an excellent, excellent time with them. It was a good time, even driving back from Napa Valley or even San Francisco, just having talks in the car about my mom passing away, the things that she did, the things that she didn't do, the things that she did to influence us, whether it's positive or negative. But it was just a time to just reflect on a lot of things that were going on recently. And it was a good, it was cathartic, I should say. It was a good cleansing. For my sister, it was a good cleansing. For me, it was a good cleansing. It's kind of seeing them in a different light. And that was great. We stopped by a fruit stand off the side of the highway. And, you know, if you've ever been to California, you know those highways, freeways are super big. And the season right now, I believe, they're growing tons of things. Strawberries, I think, are kind of big right now. But talk about just laid back, low key. We just stopped by. We did some things together as brother and sister. Not brother, sister, wife, children, brother, sister, wife, niece, and nephew, just two sisters and a brother that just wanted to spend a little time with each other. And we reminisced and we shared some of the things that were bothering us as well, things that have always bothered us. So it was a nice cleansing, I should say. But my sisters do have a bond, even the two that I went on this trip with. You know, they kind of like even, they know each other, they know which one likes what. What each one can do, what each one is capable of doing and not capable of doing, and they truly look out for each other. There is a bond. And as a family, obviously, we have a bond as well. But my sisters truly do have a bond with amongst themselves. And I'm hoping the next time it'll be the three of them, whether they go on their own, which I think would be a great experience for them, in a different location, not spending time together, taking care of someone, but just relaxing and having a good time, all three of them. No hangups, no hiccups, no nothing necessarily planned, let's say, and just go out and have a good time. Now, I will be okay with going with them as well. That is a different experience. Three sisters and a brother and the younger brother. And no matter what, which is kind of funny, they're still looking out for, you know, even when we go out, my sisters say, oh, it's my little brother. You know, I mean, we're all in our 50s and 60s by now, but I am still their little brother or the younger brother, right? But I am glad I went on the trip with them, and I look forward to doing it with all three of them. And I hope it's soon, and I hope this wasn't a once-in-a-lifetime experience, as my sister, one of my sisters had mentioned that maybe this is it. And no, you know, like even going through the Golden Gate Bridge, it was, again, an experience for my sister, and she said it again, I may not be able to do this again, which I don't believe that. And I told her, you will come through this bridge one more time. But it was a good trip overall. And I truly, truly had an excellent time, a great time with them. I'm glad they're here. I'm glad, you know, some of us have sisters that we can't stand. And, you know, don't get me wrong. It's not like we don't get on each other's nerves. Obviously, there are things that we all do amongst brothers and sisters and family members that we find could be annoying or maybe little pet peeves. But overall, it's not anything bad. And it's not anything that's any different than when you were growing up, I'm sure, in the same household. It's just magnified a little more and more on the adult side. But pretty much, again, it could be worse. I could have sisters that don't want anything to do with me, live in a different state altogether, and they don't. We all live in the same state. So it is very convenient. We can see each other. And my sisters do have a good heart. They truly do have a good heart, and they're always looking out for each other. But more importantly, they're also looking out for others. Perfect example, when we went to visit my daughter's boyfriend, notice I didn't cough this time. His sister, 14 years old, one of my sisters just happened to have a little bracelet, a little glittery bracelet, you know, nothing fancy, and just gave it to her and said, "Hey, why don't you have this?" And just gave it to her. This girl was super elated and excited. She's like, "Really?" She's like, "Yeah, why not? You like it? You can have it." "Oh my God, thank you so much." So that's the type. They do, my sisters do have a good heart. Two out of the three are teachers. So they're used to dealing with kids and are comfortable with kids. My other sister's more into marketing and sales somewhat. So that's her forte. That's her expertise, let's say. But my two other sisters are teachers, so it's okay. They're used to being around kids and just having a good heart, even with people itself. We're not nasty people. We're like, we would say, like white rice. We go with everything, pretty much. I'm okay talking to people. Sometimes it might be because, I see you again, so what do I care? But overall, if you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. As I like to subscribe to, I will treat you the way you want to be treated rather than treat you the way I want to be treated. Sometimes that doesn't happen, but I will treat you the way you want to be treated. You want to be treated nice, I will treat you nice. You want to be treated not so nice, well, then that can be arranged as well. But overall, my sisters do have a good heart. They are not nasty at all. They might, you know, if they come across pushy like anyone else, you know, that's nothing new. It happens, everyone does it, but they are good people. And they get along with pretty much most people. And they're always looking out for someone else and seeing what can they do to make your life a little easier. Now, it's not all kumbaya, I get that. And it's not, I'd be lying if it was. But it wasn't. But was this trip a trip that needed to be done? Absolutely. This was a treat for myself, especially for my sister. My daughter, she got to see her boyfriend. And we got to see his family as well. But we also got to see California. I have been to California before. One of my other sisters had been there before. But the other one had never been to California. So she was super excited. And as a brother to his sisters, it was an excellent trip. And it was cathartic. It was eye-opening. It was very relaxed. We had an excellent time together. And it was a different dynamic going on vacation as adults. And I truly can't wait to go on vacation with them again. Doesn't mean I have to go every week. But I think this is something that we should do at least once a year somewhere. And just kind of leave everything behind and just relax and then just enjoy each other's company. No hang-ups. But if you have a sister out there, spend time with them if you can. Whether they're younger, older, same age, if you happen to be twins. Try to find the time to spend it with your sisters and your family members. It could be your brothers as well. But in this particular case, from a brother to his sisters, I had an excellent time, and I am truly lucky and honored to have sisters like the sisters that I have. Well, that's it for today. I thank you. And once again, this is David Cruz for Rice and Beans for All. You can reach me at Rice and Beans for All. That's Rice and Beans, the number 4, ALL@gmail.com. Or you can tweet me at Wepa Pepa, that's at WEPAPEPA. Enjoy your day. Until the next time.